Well, Seth, just let's talk about the opportunity you have now available to you tomorrow.
Well, it's a lifetime dream, you know. We, for the game, you know, this is our goal. We want to make it to the World Series, but most of all, we want to make it to the championship. And we ain't done yet. We're going to win this thing.
Just first tell me about your hit in the second inning. That, what do you remember about that particular at bat?
I just saw a first pitch fastball. It was inside, it was in my spot, so I went with it, hit it into the right center alley, and I honestly thought the center fielder was going to catch it, but he didn't, and I guess I started our rally there in the second inning.
Just 13 hits again today after 12 yesterday, coming off that Canadian game that you weren't happy with. How much did yesterday's game kind of maybe give you guys a little momentum coming into today's play?
It feels really good when, you know, you go into against a hometown team, you know, 10 run them in 5 innings, kind of gives you a lot of momentum going into the probably one of the biggest games of all of our lives.
Pete, 4 pitches today, 1 walk. Just maybe talk about the importance of not giving them extra base runners so they could use their speed.
I mean, just getting up there, my arm was hurting a little bit before the game, and I knew that all I had to do was throw strikes, had the defense behind me. I mean, I walked that one batter, not worried, knowing that the defense is going to come back and help me out.
And so did you come into the game? I guess you guys have been using kind of a little bit of the 30-30 kind of stuff. What were your expectations in terms of how long you needed to go today?
I've been told to see how I was feeling at 30 pitches because my arm was hurting. And he came out there, I was still feeling good. I told him I wanted to keep going.
Thanks. Sawyer, you talk about your hit in the fifth there. There's a double to, I think a double to right center. Can you tell me the pitch and what you remember about that?
Well, they just changed pitchers, and coach told me just if I get a first pitch, mash it. If not, just take the one strike. And he threw me the pitch I wanted, and I just did what I wanted to with it.
For any of you guys, what was your biggest concern coming into the game about playing against this particular opponent?
Speed.
Yeah, talk about that, and then talk about maybe how you guys propose to deal with it, to counteract it.
Well, coach had me playing at third base most of the day, just try to cut off the bunts, but the bunts were still a big part.
Yeah, you had a couple plays in a row there in the fifth. There, they wound up scoring the 2 runs, but I think they had runners on maybe second and third, and nobody out, and they had two came right to you. Does it playing third base? Does it? Just kind of add a little bit to the pressure, knowing that maybe you have to get that throw off just a little bit quicker, knowing there's less margin for error there?
Yes, sir. It just adds a little bit, but you pretty much do the same thing you always do.
Yeah.
Just get the job done.
Thank you. I'm all set.
Thank you.
Broadcast from the media tent here at Shawntee Mansfield Stadium in Bangor, Maine. We'll start out with Coach Ramon Caffrey. We have a full complement of Southwest Region champs from Rose Capital East and Tyler, Texas here to be interviewed following this thrilling game in the semifinals that gives Tyler, Texas a berth in the finals. Coach Caffrey, what are your thoughts about today's game?
You know, the biggest thing is I don't think anybody expected us to be here in this game except for these 13 kids up here. I'm probably going to get emotional, but what the hell. What the heck, sorry. But the biggest thing is, like I said, these 13 kids from the first day of All-Stars, they said their goal is to go to the World Series. I said, hey, let's win our, maybe the state tournament first or something like that. But they would never listen to anything different. You know, there's a reason all 13 are standing up here. I don't think we're here without, you know, every single one of them giving a great effort. Okay. Woo! You know, the 30-30-30 thing, I had a feeling that, you know, his arm is tender, and I don't think he's going to be able to throw very well tomorrow because of his sore arm, so I told him, hey, go out, this is your last game, and he pitched one amazing game, held the previous champions to 3 runs with maybe an error in there, so overall, just a great job.
What do you look to see in tomorrow's championship game? I think most people are assuming it will be the Hawaiian squad. and the Italian squad facing them really achieved a major upset just to get to this point. So what do you look for from Hawaii? Look to be a team kind of similar to the team that we just played, the Aruban team.
Yeah, I think we'll watch this game against Italy and the West Hawaii team. One thing I'm telling you is you can't take anybody lightly. Italy, we beat them 11-2. I think they were nervous, in my opinion. They didn't have a very good game against us, and they've stepped it up. I don't think anything's done. We're going to watch this game. Whichever opponent it is, we played Italy once before. We'll come out ready. If it is Hawaii, then yeah, I think they kind of follow what Aruba does a little bit. They only mustered up, 4-3 on Aruba. The other thing is Aruba had the best defensive ratio in the tournament, which means the runs per inning on defense, and we just hung 10 on them.
All right, absolutely. Great job, Coach. Let's pass the headset over to Cade Suggs and ask him a question or two. We have four of the players lined up here to interview, and first we'll start with Cade, which is appropriate, Cade, because you've started so many of our games as our starting pitcher on the mound and done it so well, including today's game. What has been your approach? What has been what has worked so well for you and doing such a great job in getting our team off to a solid start in so many of these All-Star games?
Just starting off with, I knew I had the 30 pitches. I knew to throw my hardest because that's what I was going to be held to. Let the defense work. My defense would come up for every game and say, throw them, we've got your back, let's get through this. And just setting the tone for the game and just really just the defense knowing that they were back there to back me up.
Cade, we've really enjoyed watching you work. You won't be eligible to pitch tomorrow afternoon, and we'll look forward to seeing somebody else to start that game. But thanks for all your fine work getting us off to such a fine start in so many of these games. And by the way, today, 2-for-3 at the plate, so nice job at the plate as well, Cade. Appreciate it. The next player we have lined up is Jacob Spitzer. Jacob's been batting in the two hole and played third base and right field today. Jacob, you went 3-for-4 today, had a great game at the plate, including that big double in the second inning to kind of blow things open. Tell us what worked for you today and your approach to the plate.
Well, I really just tried scooting up on the plate more and staying back on the ball better, trying to see the pitch deeper in the zone and just stay back on his fastball and got my teammates across who had, forget what had happened before that, but I think Seth moved him over. So.
Well, speaking of your teammates, I was going to ask you about that, getting the opportunity to bat between Seth Gibson, who bats before you, and Trace Reed, who bats behind you. What's that like as a hitter?
You get pretty relaxed because, Seth's probably going to get on, and if you screw up, then Trace can knock him in behind you, so it kind of gets relaxed.
All right, so we'll pass the baton over here to Sawyer Dorsey. We're going to skip you today, Seth, if that's okay, and go with Sawyer. And Fossil, heads up, we're going to go to you to close things, which I think is appropriate since you've done such a great job of closing things for us. So, Sawyer, tell us about your day at the plate. You were, looks like you were 2-for-3, had a double. You've had some great doubles in the gap over the course of this All-Star season. Tell us how you've been able to do that so frequently with those line shots into the gap for extra bases.
Well, most of them are on first pitch fastballs because so many guys try to get ahead with the first pitch. And as a hitter, if you're looking for that first pitch and you just drive it into the gap, then just be prepared for it.
Great job over there at third base, too. I know Coach Bill Campbell has scouted out all of our opponents, and on a few of them, he basically had you even with the pitcher's mound over there in your third base position. What was it like playing that shallow against these Aruban batters?
Well, most of them try to bunt to get base hits. So that's why I'm playing up there. And if they take a swing, you kind of just keep your glove about chest level so you can try to fight off a line drive and just pretty much protect yourself if it's not a bunt or a little weak ground ball.
Great job over there at third, Sawyer. Great job at the plate. Let's go to Kanan Clausen for our last interview. And Kanan, as I mentioned before, we handed the microphone over to you. You've done a great job both as the setup man and the closer for our team, and being over there in the dugout, as Coach Caffrey said in one of our prior interviews, when the alarm clock goes off at 7 a.m., you're already ready to pitch. And so I know it has to really try your patience to wait during the course of the game and be ready to go in, and you do the job so effectively. Tell us about the way that you prepare yourself mentally and physically to go in and close these games out for the Tyler East team.
Well, prepare myself as my arm, as my arm like that, and just try to keep myself going.
good job by Cade, Nelson, a lot of the guys that were for me. They did a good job at keeping their good ones low, so I don't have to come in with a whole lot of pressure usually. Otherwise, I just go out there and play my game.
Today was a little bit unusual in the sense that you didn't have a lot of pressure. You came in with a 5-run lead. What advice did you get from Coach Caffrey and pitching in that situation as opposed to pitching in your usual situation where there's a lot less room for error?
You know, if it was a close game, even though we had a good defense, we really wanted to go for a strikeout so we could go off the ball and play. But we have a very good defense, so just going out there and throw a strike, so hopefully ground out.
All right, good work, Kanan. Good work, Tyler East. We'll sign off our broadcast here. Check the homepage of OaksCapitalEast.com for information about tomorrow's game and ways in which you can follow it on the internet and on television. So we'll sign off here today. Congratulations to Tyler East, who has advanced to the championship game. They will play the winner of the game that is immediately following ours. It's getting ready to begin between the Europe Middle East Africa champion, which is the team from Italy, and the U.S. United States West Region champion, which is from Hilo, Hawaii. So for Brent Waddle, this is Steve Spitzer signing off, and thanks for following our team. We'll see you again tomorrow.